Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
Oh, I love Adam Sandler.
I love when he starts to whisper like that.
And his original Hanukkah song that he's updated several times since then. Tonight we'll begin Hanukkah celebrations in Chicago, and there's plenty going on. It's going to be the topic for our food show today, our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. And this week, sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant in Chicago and also in Lombard. And joining us in studio to talk about this a little bit today is Lindsay Rice, who is a writer with DNA Info, things to do, things to eat, places to go to celebrate Hanukkah. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
It's great to be here, Dean. Thanks for having me.
So let me just tell you, I'll tell you, and you can pass it along to everybody else at DNA, DNA Info, what a big fan I am. Such great stories, such interesting stories that you don't see anyplace else. You guys are doing really, really, really great work.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's great when you're able to really be in the neighborhoods and kind of own that space and just find out all the ins and outs of what's happening in each individual neighborhood, because Chicago is so diverse and, you know, people know your neighborhood is where you stay a lot of the time. So it's great that we can get into some of those stories that we might not otherwise hear about.
You might not otherwise hear about for a variety of reasons. A lot of the, you know, the newspapers, radio, TV, whatever, you know, the budgets are what they are. You just can't cover a lot of the things, but it's cool that DNA covers all the different neighborhoods. So, you know, if you're only interested in, you know, neighborhoods on the north side or south side or, you know, whatever it is, I mean, you can kind of, you can focus on all of them, but you can also focus only on the ones in which you live or, you know, which you have interest. And again, just doing a fantastic job. So how long have you been doing this now? You went from crime reporting to this. That's a pretty big transition.
Well, I was with DNA Info. I started last October, and I was a general assignment reporter, which usually is a lot of going to press conferences, doing the crime reporting. So a lot of my time...
Yeah, you would be like super busy right now if you were a general assignment reporter with everything going on at City Hall and those kinds of things, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a general assignment reporter working right now as I speak, and they're probably running around the city doing three or four things at once.
Right.
So this summer I moved up to full-time reporter in my neighborhood, which is Edgewater in the city's far north side. I cover Rogers Park and West Ridge as well. Three phenomenal neighborhoods that are such a great time to cover. And I love being with DNA.
Yeah, really interesting, diverse area that you cover. And one of the things that you covered this week was the story on things to do for Hanukkah, and it being the first night tonight, I thought, you know, it would be interesting to learn about some of the things that people can do, and people are always looking to, you know, shake it up a little bit and do something different. So where shall we start?
Well, there's stuff going on in pretty much every neighborhood almost. A couple of other reporters sent me their ideas from things that are happening with them. One fun thing that is happening this afternoon is a menorah making class, which is at the Wicker Park Home Depot at 1232 West North Avenue from 2 to 4 p.m. It's a totally free event. You can go and with your family, do arts and crafts, but they're also going to have refreshments there, donuts. So just a nice, fun family event today from 2 to 4.
So the Home Depot, I guess, providing all the materials,
yep,
you know, to build your own. But how cool, you know, to have your kids build the menorah that you're going to have in your home and really create a lifetime full of memories. Things you'll take it out and use it every year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my mom has a bunch of stuff from when I was a kid that, you know, you have a little handprint in there or whatever. So, yeah, a really fun thing that you can keep for a while.
Okay. All right. So menorah making workshop in the Bucktown neighborhood tonight. 8 days of cupcakes. Not Jewish, but I like it already.
This was probably my favorite one because cupcakes.
Right? Enough
pretty
said.
Pretty self-explanatory, right. Yeah. This is at Sprinkles Cupcakes. If you've never had a Sprinkles Cupcake, they're amazing. 50 East Walton Street. From December 6th through the 14th, you can order a box of them, and they have 8 cupcakes in there. They're really cute. They're white. They have a little blue Star of David on there, and they come in vanilla, chocolate, and red velvet, which I highly recommend.
Very, very nice. Very nice. I would have never thought a Hanukkah event at a bowling alley, but you also have that for us too, right?
Yeah. I'm not the classic combo, but... bowling at Waveland Bowl, which is a really, really fun place in North Center, 3700 North Western Avenue.
Yeah, it's right in back of WGN-TV. I drive by it every single day.
Oh, yeah. I love that place. So it's $15 in advance or $20 at the door. They're going to have champagne, unlimited bowling for the price that you pay for your ticket, and just fun things going on there. And at midnight, they're going to light the first... light.
So are they doing this on each night?
No, it's just going to be on, it's going to be on Monday.
Okay.
But they're going to light it. They're going to light it that day.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So big Hanukkah party, a Hanukkah bowling party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. just as our ancient forefathers did.
Exactly. Exactly. It's really paying homage to tradition.
Exactly right. What else do you have on your list?
Today, there's also another really nice community event in Lincoln Square by Ravenswood. This is going to be at Giddings Plaza, which is 4733 North Lincoln Avenue. Again, they're going to have sort of this grand menorah lighting, live music, fun stuff for kids, different snacks, lots of donuts, of course. And they're also going to be having caricatures drawn, so you can keep this Hanukkah memory of Lincoln Square forever.
Nice festival. Nice little, and the weather couldn't be more perfect for some, you know, an outdoor festival like that today.
Absolutely.
As well. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some places that you can eat. There are some traditional Hanukkah foods and some restaurants that are featuring them. But let me also throw out to our listeners, what they do for Hanukkah. What, you know, is it mostly celebrated in your homes? Do you go out? Maybe you know of other things that are going on out in the suburbs. Maybe you can suggest some things. Really interested in restaurants where if you want to do something special for Hanukkah. I mean, is there a place right now that's specializing in the, you know, traditional latkes, the potato pancakes, where you can pick those up for Hanukkah? 312-981-7200. You can call or text 312-981-7200. WGN. Lindsay Rice is here as well from DNA Info. Did a great story this week on things to do for Hanukkah. The first night begins at sunset tonight. And let's go to Paul up first here at 312-981-7200. Hi, Paul. You're on with Lindsay on WGN.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Dean. Always enjoy your show.
Thank you.
A few quick recommendations. You know, there's a couple that pretty much would serve these great foods really year-round on the menu, but I think they even add some items. One is the bagel at Old Orchard.
Of course.
And another one is a WGN sponsor, Max and Benny's in Northbrook. You definitely will be able to find some very specific Hanukkah foods there, including some great potato lockies and brisket and chicken matzo ball soup and those, you know, kinds of good things. And in the city, a couple locations that I'm aware of that are also doing some special things is 11 City Diner and also Hub 51. They're doing some special Hanukkah-related events and special foods on their menus. So I just wanted to throw those out there, covering both the suburbs and the city for everybody listening.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yum.
Appreciate that. Thank you for the call, Paul. We appreciate that. Actually, somebody, Paul, hang in for a second because you sound kind of knowledgeable on this, but someone in the 219 area code says, I'm not Jewish, but can you tell me where to get the best matzo ball soup in the Northwest Indiana area? Now, that, you know, there's the qualifier that's throwing me off a little bit. I don't know, but maybe somebody does. Paul, do you have any idea on that?
You know, my expertise is not in Northwest Indiana, admittedly, I hate to say.
Okay, yeah, that's a kind of a tough. The only Anything, Lindsay?
No.
I'm guessing by your face you're as blank as
we
are.
Yeah, no, I'm on the total opposite end of the city,
right.
So I have no idea.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of, I mean, it's not really Northwest Indiana. I mean, it's, you know, sort of downtownish. You know, West Loop is Manny's over right. on West Jefferson mm-hmm. Street.
It's kind I mean, of, that's not a far drive for somebody from Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That it's you know, half an hour, you know, 20 minutes, depending on traffic.
And it's going to be authentic, and it's definitely stood the test of time. So
right.
I think those mm-hmm. couple
yeah, on West Jefferson Street. I think it's one of the best delis that we have in Chicago. And I know they have fantastic matzo ball soup there. So not exactly, you know, Northwest Indiana, but it's as close as we can get you. In case anybody, if anyone knows some place out that way, definitely give us a call. Paul, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dean.
Have a great day today. Lindsay, so tell me about some of the places that you found. You found a pretty cool restaurant, Bistro Namik, that's doing a French Hanukkah menu, right?
Yeah, this is really unique. I've never heard of a French Hanukkah meal, but they are sort of a modern French restaurant having this special Hanukkah menu that's going to be from starting today through the 14th. It's $39 a person, and they have like a fixed menu, but it sounds amazing. They have crispy cured duck confit, glazed beer ribs. I mean, that would alone get me
wow.
in the door.
Glazed beer ribs.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy every day if you have beer glazed ribs.
You're right. I guess that's true.
Yeah, so that sounds really good. That's sort of a fun outside-the-box thing to do if you're looking for more of a fine dining option. I would definitely say check that out.
Yeah, I was going to say that's kind of an upscale restaurant. And I don't have the note in front of me here, but where is Bistro Namik?
It's at 840 North Wabash Avenue, so right in the River North
yeah.
area.
Okay, all right, so that's downtown. And you also have a Latke Fest that you can't go wrong with.
Yeah, no, this is a really good one. This is another fun community celebration in West Ridge, which is a neighborhood in the city with one of the largest Jewish populations. So this is going to be on the 13th. You can buy your tickets ahead of time, $18, or pay $25 at the door. It's at the Jewish Community Center, 3003 West Tui Avenue. They're going to have the latkes, Hanukkah sing-along, children's crafts, donuts, a dreidel scavenger hunt. Well, sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And a community candle lighting. So that should be another really nice event to go to with your family. Hopefully the weather will be good.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, you know, over the years, I know Jewish community centers all over the city, the suburbs do special events. So, you know, check around what's in your neighborhood, you know, do a little research yourself,
mm-hmm.
find what's in your neighborhood, and I'll bet you'll find, you know, places like that where, you know, people, you know, civilians have cooked the, you know, latkes in their own kitchens and, you know, are really bringing homemade food to these things, which can be absolutely fantastic as well.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely check out your local Jewish community center because they each should have, like you said, local programming going on. And a lot of these things, if they're not made by somebody's, you know, with somebody's family recipe in their home, they're probably catered from a family Jewish restaurant
yeah.
or Jewish business or something like that. So there's definitely a lot of community and love and good food put into all of these events.
Yeah, I've gone to several Hanukkah parties where, you know, the people throwing the parties, you know, bring out their family recipes and there's like, you think potato pancakes and there's only one way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could be further from the truth. There are so many different kinds of potato pancakes done different ways, different sauces,
mm-hmm.
you know, different sides that, you know, bring them to life and really make them very signature. So that's why I think the Jewish community centers, like some of the local places, I would imagine synagogues probably all have
mm-hmm.
things going on where you really get a sense of like personal family traditions. Is there anything more Chicago than that?
Right, right. No, I mean, and you see this for all sorts of events, you know, whether it's going to be Hanukkah or even Christmas or any other thing going on, the events that happen within the neighborhoods that are really hyper-local, those are always the best ones because you get a really true sense of what the community is all about and some of those, you know, even family recipes. That's something really special.
Right. We're talking about trying to find someplace for great matzo ball soup in Northwest Indiana. We still haven't found you Northwest Indiana, but somebody texted in Bergstein's New York Delicatessen, which is in Chicago Heights. We're getting closer. We're zeroing in on it. Chicago Heights, Bergstein's New York Deli. Do we have a menu? Let me see if we can find. Wait a minute. Apparently, they have several locations. I see one here, and I see one in Hyde Park. I see one in Chicago, Chicago Heights as well. So several locations, and yes, they do have matzo ball soup featured on their menu. So I think we've gotten you a little bit closer there. And I see some other traditional things on their menus as well. So thank you for that. We appreciate that. We appreciate you coming in today, Lindsay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was great.
1256 WGN.